In Colorado, a wildfire in the foothills near Denver continues to burn out of control. Two people are confirmed dead. Another is missing. The fire has destroyed dozens of homes and other buildings. Hundreds of people have been evacuated. The possibility that the fire was started by a controlled burn has led the governor of Colorado to suspend controlled burns on state lands. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports from Conifer.
A day and a half after the fire started, and the weather at the command post is so beautiful, it's hard to imagine the nearby fire is raging almost out of control. Mark Techmeyer is with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. He calls the Lower North Fork fire a monster.
You get a fire that ran like it did Monday afternoon with a wind gust up to 80 miles an hour. It went from 1 acre to 3,000. In about an hour.
It exploded so fast that Techmeyer says evacuations Monday afternoon were chaotic.
So, like I say, when they were running for their lives, they literally were. We had firefighters going down the road, grabbing people and their pets and throwing them in the fire trucks to get them out. It was that bad.
This has been one of Colorado's warmest and driest Marches on record. And Techmeyer says the fire ate that fuel like a hungry teenager hitting a full refrigerator. Hard-to-reach canyons and steep mountainsides have hampered efforts to contain the fire, forcing thousands from their homes. At an evacuation shelter at West Jefferson Middle School, Rich Lamb and Andrea Dykers, who live in Conifer, are waiting to hear if their house was caught in the fire's path.
You can see the flames of the trees three-quarters of a mile away from our house. But luckily, it was going the opposite direction.
Two sheriffs came into our house, though, and they said, we're setting up here. We have the best vantage point of the fire, and you will be leaving now, won't you? And so we were packing up, getting ready to say our prayers and hope for the best.
The couple has lived in that house, which they built, for more than 20 years. But both seem in good spirits.
Yeah, well, what can you do, you know? I mean, you just got to go with the flow.
Also going with the flow is Steve Weaver. He's waiting to hear if his house is okay. He says these beautiful wooded hills are worth the risk.
Part of the perils of living up here, so there's a price to pay for what we have, so.
Though many residents were upset to hear that the fire may have been started by a controlled burn. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department says an ember from one of those burns may have been swept up in the 80-mile-per-hour winds that hit the area. Jane Lopez manages the controlled burn program for the Colorado State Forest Service. She says burn crews met all safety standards.
I just can't speculate at this point what the cause of the fire is.
And Lopez says those crews also check the burn piles daily, even on Monday when the fire started. Jefferson County sheriffs and other agencies are still investigating. In the meantime, sheriff spokesman Techmeyer says fire crews will work around the clock.
We're hopeful that we'll be able to really make a dent in this thing today.
That is, unless the winds pick up and spread the fire faster. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Conifer, Colorado.
This is NPR.